But right now, let's take a wheel around
my heart for Texas, baby.
Some of those Texas topics that Lone Star
Texas
love.
Is my hometown.
And yeah, the primaries are done. It looks like everybody pretty much is a runoff or something like that. Holy cow. May's going to be big again. But one of those biggest ones, of course, will be the Senate race on the GOP side. So it's down to Cornyn, who ended up with a narrow lead after all the votes, I guess, have been counted over Ken Paxton. So it'll be them against each other. And it's been a question of who is Trump going to endorse. Well, actually, Trump said yesterday that he's not going to endorse at this point yet either one of them. But when he does,
yes,
he expects the other one to drop out of the race immediately.
Pronto.
That just
Service.
Like that. So whoever he names between Ken Paxton or John Cornyn expects the other one to just go away.
You got to go. Not my problem.
Yeah, that won't be awkward. So that runoff scheduled for late May. One that does not require a runoff, and I'm sure many of us saw, Sid Miller defeated by Nate Sheets for Texas Ag Commissioner. So three terms for incumbent Sid Miller, who posted a congratulations and a bit of an adieu to all there on, his page on the Texas website. While the results are not what we had hoped and prayed for, deeply grateful for the support, prayers, hard work of Texans across the great state who have stood by me over the years serving as your ag commissioner, said Sid Miller. He did not mention if we can borrow his truck or not, but either which way. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
So Fairmount Street, that was some big action on election night and a scary situation out of Dallas when police received a call saying there was a suspicious man lurking around the hotel where Ken Paxton was set to have a watch party. Officers then located him. He was wearing a camouflage hat, mask, and gloves, then arrested him for failing to identify himself and driving a car with no license plates. Reporters then saw him pulling a large amount of ammunition from the trunk.
Yeah.
But apparently, no firearms. So.
Well, did you see ultimately what he was doing there?
No.
I swear, I couldn't. I thought AI wrote this story or the internet had broken its brain. It turns out, now he will face charges for not having a license plate and not identifying himself. Nothing for the ammunition. He was an Instacart driver dropping off an order of mayonnaise for an employee at the venue.
What?
I know. Again, I thought the internet had broken, but Channel 8 even said that the police sources there, DPD, said it turned out man was there to drop off an Instacart order of mayonnaise for an employee at the venue.
Ugh. You know,
with a mask on, though, I don't understand it. Unless he really hates mayonnaise like you hate banana bread. Which might miss a test.
I mean, I don't think I need to blow up banana bread.
I don't think you can blow up things with mayonnaise. Well, I take that back on a personal note. But I'll keep that to myself on what mayonnaise may do to me. Taylor Sheridan's next big production. So I think Lioness has been filming around here. Couple of days.
I see all the trailers.
But it's going to be really hard to figure out which Taylor Sheridan show, because as we were talking about, Frisco King, which will be filmed here, Fort Worth area, starring Samuel L. Jackson. Well, they're cranking up production very quickly. Late March, end of the month, and they'll go through late July, all over the area again. And they've made their first casting call for extras. So if you fit the mold and want to work, college-age students are looking for those. Fraternity-type male cheerleaders.
Oh, that's totally you.
Include swimsuit scenes, so that excludes me. Real law enforcement men and women.
Ooh.
Experienced baristas and a real court stenographer. Helps if you have your own equipment.
Well, I mean, doesn't it always?
No matter what you do, though, do not say what to Samuel L. Jackson.
What?
Do not say what again.
What?
What about Parker up in social media? Wasn't he a real-life TCU cheerleader?
Yeah, but he'll say what.
What?
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
No, don't do that with... No. So Texas Rangers fans going to see a new statue in the left field concourse One Riot, One Ranger. That sounds familiar? Well, probably is. Dedicated to the law enforcement variety of Rangers and a tribute to everyone that served the organization over the last 200 years. It originally stood at Love Field for almost 60 years and was gifted to the city of Dallas in 1961.
Also in the sports world, we got a new Dallas Star. Trade deadline, I believe, is this afternoon, and the Dallas Star is right now in the midst of their longest ever winning streak.
Yes!
In franchise history, 10 games. They'll play a big one tomorrow night against Colorado, the division leader. But they traded two picks to Vancouver for Tyler Myers. He is 6'8". He's a right-handed defenseman, and he will be the first ever Dallas Star born in Texas.
Wow!
Houston native. Tyler Myers. We won't hold that against him, but he's excited to come back, at least to this area close to home. And his nickname is Big Tex.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, no way.
Also saw North Crowley High School as they dismantled Allen in the latest round of the basketball high school playoffs. They made Sports Center with the dunk possibly of the year. Congrats to the Panthers down there. And of the five states where you're most likely to become a soccer mom, coming in at number one, Texas.
Number one!
It's all going to happen to us eventually. Whether you stay a soccer mom is a little different scenario.
I'm guessing that puts us pretty high up there in Astro vans, vans in general, anything with a sliding automatic door or SUVs.
Number one!
You've caught the fever, haven't you?
Waking up the Westoplex.